It's called the Blue-Green Alliance, blue for blue collar, green for the environment. Bob Brown is an iron ore miner from northern Minnesota. He is now back on his job with Hibbing Taconite after having been laid off for most of 2009.
Last year when I was home, I was watching the Duluth Superior ports gear up to offload the wind turbines that were being built in China and in Europe. Well, me and my fellow workers are laid off. So I'm collecting unemployment, and I also heard that these generators were subsidized by our federal government.
Brown is on the bus tour to educate fellow union members on a bill passed last year by the U.S. House of Representatives. It's called ACES, short for the American Clean Energy and Security Act. It aims to drastically reduce carbon emissions by the year 2050 and would allow some industries to trade carbon credits. Brown says it would instill job security in industries like his.
There's upwards of 200 tons of steel that's used in one wind generator. So you can see the impact these clean energy jobs would have just on our part of being on the early part of the supply chain for the steel industry for this country.
The U.S. Senate has not voted on the ACES bill. The blue-green bus tour stopped in Madison and Green Bay as part of a 17-state tour. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.